This week, World Animal Protection called on online travel behemoth TripAdvisor to stop promoting the cruel wildlife tourist attractions that feature in various parts on their website. We also got a letter from a listener, Christina Paris, who had just returned from Thailand, and she wanted to let us know how horrified she was by the way the elephants were being treated for the sake of tourists. Then, compounding both those bits of news, the sad news that an elephant died in Cambodia this week after ferrying tourists in 40-degree heat. So it seemed like just the right time for us to delve into the ethics of elephant trekking. It may be on many tourist bucket lists, but there are calls to ban elephant trekking from within the industry, and some travel companies are refusing to include them in their tours. Jeff Manchester is a co-founder of Intrepid Travel, and Nicola Bynan is head of campaigns for Australia for World Animal Protection. Good morning to you both. Nicola, tell me a bit about the elephants used in trekking and the ways in which they're broken in, because that seems like a particularly grotesque part of this.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. Elephants in the tourism industry, they endure terrible cruelty throughout their lives, but it starts from the very beginning with that brutal process you referred to. It's known in the industry as the crush, and it's where a young elephant will be taken from its mother prematurely before it would be taken from its mother naturally in the wild, and it gets chained up in isolation and beaten for, it could be a number of days, up to a week, could be deprived of food. And the purpose of the process is to break the elephant's spirit, because elephants are naturally very dangerous animals. And so this process, they're put through it so that they learn to submit to human will, to human punishment, so that they will allow tourists to ride on their back or be trained to perform tricks for tourists in shows. So that's the start of this awful life that the elephants end up having in captivity for the sake of our entertainment.
What a distressing and brutal practice. I mean, it's so ubiquitous in cultural kind of things that we see, that idea of the ride on the elephant, and it's always this kind of romanticized sweet thing. But elephants, I guess what you're saying is they're just not built to carry people. That's not part of what they're capable of doing naturally.
That's right. It's not natural for them. It's not part of their natural wild instincts. And of course, in captivity, that's one of the problems. They can't fulfil their natural instincts to roam, to socialise in a herd with other elephants. And they're usually chained up. And the only walking they get to do is the endless rides with the tourists on their backs. But of course, we know that tourists do this because they love wildlife. They love elephants. They want to experience them. And we don't want people to feel guilty because the cruelty is hidden from the tourist. I mean, that's our role at World Animal Protection, is to bring the cruelty to light so that if you are someone who loves wildlife, you can cross this one off your bucket list and instead try and see wildlife in the wild where they belong.
Jeff, your company was one of the first travel companies to stop including elephant treks. In fact, from what I understand, you funded research into the treatment of elephants in Thailand. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, well, we worked with World Animal Protection to fund their research, and basically they went out and researched every establishment in Thailand that used elephants, tigers and primates within tourism, and most of those were elephants, and they found that nearly all of those establishments treated those animals inhumanely, and there was only a very, very small minority who did it in a good way. And so we decided that we would phase out elephant riding from what we were doing. And over a period of a couple of years, we did that. And, of course, we had concern that maybe no one would want to go to Thailand and travel with us anymore because people love elephants. But while people really enjoy elephant riding, it's not one of their two or three main reasons for selecting the trip they did.
Why do you think elephant treks are so popular?
Because I think people like have that romantic idea of having close-up contact with wild animals, and that's just seen as a very great way of doing it with elephants, whereas, in fact, walking along next to an elephant is far more pleasurable and far safer because it's a very long way up the top of an elephant, and the seats are very uncomfortable, and you've got to hold on for dear life.
So how much of this is an education thing? I mean, as soon as people have a better understanding of the kind of thing that Nicola outlined, are you finding that customers are no longer interested in it, that it's a problem of ignorance rather than indifference?
It's very much that way. We find any issue, if you educate people, they're willing to take it on. And we talk to people when they're on the trip about why we don't take them elephant riding and all about the things that Nicola's been talking about. And at that point, 99% of people just think, wow, that's terrible. I don't want to ride elephants. It's really bad that people want to ride elephants, and they almost become crusaders against it.
Nicola, World Animal Protection is trying to pressure TripAdvisor to stop selling tours that are cruel to wildlife, not just elephants, but all wildlife. Why now in particular?
Well, TripAdvisor is the world's largest online travel platform. So they receive approximately 300 million hits a month to their websites, which means they've got tremendous potential to help steer the travelling public away from animal cruelty and instead towards wildlife-friendly attractions. So we really would like to have TripAdvisor's cooperation with this campaign. We did some research with Oxford University last year where we looked at wildlife tourism, and we estimated that over 500,000 animals are suffering in the tourism and entertainment industry. And TripAdvisor are selling or promoting a great number of those wildlife attractions that are cruel. So we're calling on them to stop selling tickets to those attractions themselves through their subsidiary Viator, and to stop promoting them with certificates of excellence and their popularity index, which ranks venues according to how popular they are, and instead to work with us on education and to perhaps put in place a wildlife friendly program where they would reward venues that are wildlife friendly in a similar way to what they do for venues that are environmentally friendly.
And how's that gone? What's their response been so far?
Well, we've been talking to them for a number of months behind the scenes, and we haven't had any real practical response from them. They haven't told us how they're going to help with this campaign and stop promoting and profiting from wildlife cruelty. So now we've gone public, and we're calling on supporters all around the world to help us persuade TripAdvisor to get on board with the campaign.
You're listening to Blueprint for Living on RN. We're talking elephant trekking with Nicola Bunyan from the World Animal Protection, the Australian branch, and Jeff Manchester, who's a co-founder of Intrepid Travel. Jeff, last week we talked a bit about the conversation that's going on around the climbing of Uluru. And one of the arguments that comes up there is this idea of the economic necessities of it, that tourism props up communities and it's essential, and so we shouldn't impose other values on the top of that. Does that come up a bit when you try and campaign on things like this?
That does come up. But ultimately, the local community has to have a fair say on what happens in their area. And again, I'd go back to the fact that when most people understand, they're willing to forego an activity. The Uluru one is quite interesting because it's not so much foreigners coming to Australia who are the issue. It's more Australians who have this feeling that it belongs to them and they have a right to climb it. But I'm sure if they met the local people and learnt about how important Uluru is to those people and why they don't want people to be climbing, well, then nearly everyone would be much more accepting of it. And as an alternative, the walk around Uluru itself is just fascinating.
But, you know, these are slightly different cases. We're talking about developing countries for things like these elephant trekking tours. What's the survival of those people who are dependent on this? Nicola, what's happening in Thailand? I hear the Thai government is taking steps to intervene.
We're working with the Thai government to try and persuade them to improve the rules and regulations around the tourism industry, which is so prevalent in that country. And we're also working with venues. It is our preference to always find a solution that helps people with their livelihoods as well as helping the animals that are suffering. So we're talking to venues to try and persuade them to, if they have elephants in captivity, to persuade them to look after those elephants with more care, to stop the rides, to stop those close encounters with the tourists, which require the cruel, brutal training that we talked about. So we hope to have success there, and it's great to be working with companies like Intrepid, who will then help steer tourists towards the venues that are progressive and elephant-friendly instead of dealing in elephant cruelty.
And are you seeing a kind of correlation between intervening to stop the tourism to these things and the actual programs being discontinued altogether?
It's going to be a slow process. The campaign's been very successful in terms of signing up tourists to be elephant friendly. We've had tens of thousands of Australians sign up with us to be animal friendly tourists. And we've had over 100 companies now worldwide sign up and pledge to say that they will no longer sell elephant rides or shows. And Intrepid was one of the first companies that did that. So the campaign is going well, but there's a long way to go. And we know that the industry is not going to be shut down overnight, but it's so important to reduce the demand and so that there's not that incentive for the industry to keep breeding elephants into these miserable lives of captivity and taking them from the wild for it as well.
Just briefly, the elephant tracking is only one such area of concern, I know, for World Animal Protection. What are the other kind of key areas where animal safety in the tourism trade is a concern?
We identified 10 attractions that have the most serious cruelty, and they include things like performing monkeys, where monkeys are forced to ride bicycles in shows for tourists, and the venues where you can go and have that selfie with a tiger, where the poor tiger is chained up all day in a barren concrete enclosure, and the places where you can go and pat a lion cub, and there's awful cruelty there where the cubs get taken from their mothers prematurely, and also where the cubs can go on and be sold into the hunting industry. Dolphinariums, there's quite notorious animal welfare issues with dolphinariums. So there's a range of tourist attractions, but to help tourists avoid the cruelty, we give them a basic rule of thumb, and it's if you can hug it, if you can ride it, or if you can have a selfie with it, then there's a good chance that that animal has suffered from cruelty, so best to avoid it.
Nicola Bynan is Head of Campaigns for Australia for World Animal Protection, and Jeff Manchester is co-founder of Intrepid Travel. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Pleasure.
Thanks ever so much.